It's Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, and I was complaining earlier today. I know it's hard to believe that I would complain about anything on this program.
That happened.
But I did. I complained about my Silcock being broken, or I broke it. Something happened because it got frozen, And what is my Silcock, you might ask? That's the spigot that comes out of the side of your house. And I had forgotten to think about the weather this time of year. I always kind of do that after the time changes. But November, we were getting enough, then the leaves are falling and you want to have the outdoor hose so you can clean things up. And I just totally forgot about it. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's an overnight low of 10. Tonight's going down to 5. And I got a warning from the city. Like, hey, you got to do something about this. Because not me specifically, but they sent it out like a mass thing about being careful about busted pipes. And right now, Patrick McCarthy's recording secretary and veteran plumber, 26 years of experience, the Chicago Journeyman Plumbers Local Union 130 UA is that's the fine folks when you call Plumbers 911 who you get. Pat, thanks so much for being with us. This time of year, there got to be almost a record number of busted pipes for this time in November, right? Because of all the stuff these last 2 days.
Yeah, the cold this early in the season is very unprecedented, and you're not alone. One of the first things you want to do for the winter is disconnect your garden hose from the outside. And I'll tell you, I was leaving for work on Monday morning, and I looked at my hose, and I actually got out of the car and disconnected it before I left for work Monday morning, so I wouldn't forget.
Yeah. Now you don't feel so bad, bro.
No, you don't look so bad. Well, Pat did it. He figured it out. I didn't figure it out until this morning. Like, I'm thinking I ran down there, and it's all frozen inside. I mean, the Silcock has got there's an ice blockage in there, so that thing is probably dead. Anyway, so we'll see. I'm just going to... Now, I had an idea, Pat. Does this sound crazy to you? I was going to get a heating pad and wrap it around the thing for tonight.
I wouldn't bother. It's going to thaw in another day or so. No, but you want to make sure that the pipe inside the house isn't broke. Yeah.
So what do you have to worry about when it thaws? Because I know there's one thing when it freezes and then another thing when the weather thaws that we have other things we look out for.
Yeah, right now the water is frozen in there, so it is creating a plug. If you have a frostless hose bib, which the actual stop is beyond the brick wall on the outside, so it's well inside the house. So if it's broke, you'll know that the pipe is broke when you turn the faucet on. Otherwise, it will not leak as long as you have a frostless Silcock.
All right. See, that's a very scary thing, too. And people, even though we're not going to have enough of sub-zero or, sub-freezing temperature here to burst internal pipes so much, because this is going to kind of come and go, it is always a good idea, though, during these cold snaps to run a drip of water through your system, right?
Yeah, you want to go to a couple of different faucets and have that water moving at all times just to keep it moving so it doesn't freeze. Houses with crawl spaces and like mobile homes are more susceptible to freezing because they have the exposed piping underneath the house. It might even be a good idea when you get down to weather like we've had the last couple of days, 10 degrees or into the teens, put a little bit of antifreeze in your shower drain or a floor drain in your laundry room.
That's
always
a
good
tip.
Idea because that water never moves and it's just sitting stagnant, and that's the water that's going to be more prone to freeze than moving water.
I knew if we called you, we'd get an answer. I knew that was going to happen.
It's bad.
That's what we're here for.
Patrick McCarthy, if you're plumbers911.com, if you need a plumber, or if you want to be a journeyman, you want to be a tradesman, don't forget, plumbers, LU, is that right? 130UA.org?
Yeah, we're actually having some sign-ups for our joint apprenticeship program come January 21st through February 20th.
All right.
And if they go to JAC130.org, they can go to that website and look at all the information for the sign-up for our apprenticeship.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it, Pat.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, guys.
Patrick McCarthy, recording secretary for Plumbers, the Plumbers Union here in Chicago. Lauren, what's happening in the skies and on the roads?